to a brand new world. It's just outside your door. Say hello to a brand new dream, much closer than before. All the world is waiting for you. There's a change across the land. Say hello to a brand new world. Say hello to Pan Am.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is the Pan Am Show today. Pan Am has taken over the Travel Bags with Anita show with three of my good buddies here who flew with Pan Am as well. I have Yvonne Havas with me, Joey Losi, and Nancy McAllister here talking about all things Pan Am and just all that fun time that we had when we were working for Pan Am. So when we ended the last segment, we were talking a little bit about how we balance really the home life and work life, because being away from home, that can be tough. So Nancy, how do you balance it?
You learned, since I grew up with that, we learned to celebrate holidays when we were together, not necessarily on the date that holiday might have occurred, or birthdays or anything. And so you had to be flexible, because really it did impact all of those special times. And sometimes you miss something that couldn't be recreated.
Yeah, it was just part of the job, actually.
It is, it was part of it.
And what about you, Yvonne? Any situations that kind of made it difficult for you, or just how did you handle it?
Well, as long as I was single, no. And I never had problems with a boyfriend at home. But once I got married, because I married a Pan Am pilot, and he lived in New Orleans because he was also a fighter pilot in the Air National Guard. And so then we lived in New Orleans. I commuted to San Francisco.
Wow.
And he commuted to New York. And we flew around the world, as Joe talked about, but the opposite direction.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that got to be pretty frustrating, getting time off together and all that. But it all worked out. And we managed very well.
Well, you know, I was going to ask that question. You know, did either of you marry a Pan Am pilot or a Pan Am flight attendant, or, you know, or anything like that? So you did marry a Pan Am pilot, huh?
I did, yes. And I was actually engaged to another Pan Am pilot when I met my sweet husband, and he's the love of my life. And we've been married 43 years now.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah,
thank
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And you mentioned that he actually worked for Delta after
Yes.
went out of business.
Yes, he went over to Delta. They took the European routing system. They bought that from Pan Am and the airplanes. And so he went over to Delta. And because of that, we can still fly very, very reasonably on passes.
Well, that's one of the benefits of working for an airline, is that
right.
It's great benefits, especially those passes. Now, you know, one of the questions I get, I'm sure you guys get this too, is do flight attendants and pilots, do they get along together? Do they hang out together? What is it like? So what's the real deal with that? Are Pan Am pilots and flight attendants that we get along and hang out together?
Well, first of all, we were stewardesses.
That's right.
I do
have to explain that. Yeah. During your time flying, you guys were considered stewardesses.
Yeah.
When I started flying, we were considered flight attendants. And I do keep saying flight attendants, so stewardesses, yes.
Actually, Pan Am was unique in the great camaraderie between the cabin crew and the cockpit crew. And also what made it very interesting was that about 50%, myself included, were foreign stewardesses,
mm-hmm.
and 50% American. And it was such a great learning experience, and working very, very well together. And we did a lot of things together on our layovers.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always a party once you came into the hotel.
That's true.
Usually in the captain's room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, if you come home from a job, you don't go straight to bed either.
That's
you
right.
You know, you need to unwind and so forth, and maybe vent about passengers and, you know. But no, it was very unique, because I hear from other airlines that
it's not like
it's
that.
Not like that.
Yeah, no. And that's why I asked specifically about Pan Am, because I agree with you. I hear from other friends of mine who work for other airlines, and it's not quite the same. Now, Joy, what about you? Do you have a unique story of dating a pilot?
Well, I actually married an airline pilot, but he was not Pan Am. I met him in New York. He was a pilot for Eastern Airlines, and we met because around Kennedy Airport, and that there were three airports there, Kennedy Airport, LaGuardia, and Newark, you have a lot of new hire pilots at that time for all the airlines were being sent up there. And so a lot of us lived in beach towns around Kennedy Airport. And in this little town where I lived, there was a huge number of pilots and stewardesses living in this little beach town. And we just all met each other and got together and partied all the time. And I met my husband in that little town, and I knew a lot of other flight attendants, stewardesses and pilots who did the same. In fact, my husband had three roommates, and all four of them married stewardesses. Three of them married Pan Am stewardesses, and one married a Delta stewardess.
Well, I'm sure the Pan Ams were the favorite, of course. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we talked about famous passengers, but any kind of crazy things that went on? Nancy, you want to share something?
Well, I have a funny story that started on the airplane and then went into a layover.
Okay.
I was wearing a gold necklace, and this was in the 70s, and I was working first class, and this passenger kept saying how much that they liked my necklace, and his wife was going crazy over it. So we were headed from Rome to Tehran, and we checked in at the hotel in Tehran, and who comes up behind me but this man and says, "Nancy, you know, I really want to go and get my wife this necklace, and I have a car coming, and we'll take you to dinner if you'll take us to where you bought the necklace." So I decided to accept that mission. It was Peter Graves from Mission Impossible.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went to dinner in their limo with them, and we went into one of the bazaars in Tehran, and I believe she's still alive, Mrs. Graves, and she has my necklace. But I have my own.
You have your own. She has one like it. You have matching necklaces.
Right, we do.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, well, what an awesome, awesome story. Now, today's show is being also brought to you by Pan Am Brands, who offers all kinds of great Pan Am gear, bags, accessories, attire, all kinds of things. If you're interested in finding some great Pan Am gear, look them up online at panam.com. Now, one of the things also, too, that we're sharing all these great stories about our experiences flying with Pan Am, but I know our listeners out there and some of our Pan Am friends as well have great stories, too. So I would like to encourage everyone to go to the Travel Bags with Anita Facebook page and list one of your favorite flights. Now, it could have been maybe a trip that you took that you had a celebrity on board, like we're talking about, or maybe it was a favorite destination that you went to, or maybe you lived out your dream of doing some great adventure. But go to the Facebook page, share that with us, and let's see who gets the most likes, because I actually have a great Pan Am bag from Pan Am Brands that we will have as a prize for that. Also have some luggage tags as well.
Cool.
So now we're coming down to the end of this segment now. And when we go into the next segment, I want us to talk a little bit about what Pan Am flight attendants are doing now. We have a great organization called World Wings that many of us are involved in. And we had this opportunity to fly all around the world and see all kinds of things. So now we're also wanting to give back and to make a difference in the world. So when we come back, I want us to talk about that a little bit and bring on also too another former Pan Am person who is our chapter president, Leslie Manning. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. And everyone listening out there, please stick with us. We'll be right back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Back in a minute.